إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري، اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى، قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى، قال لا تخافا قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. All praises and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is no doubt our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector and curer. We ask him, the Lord of all worlds, the exalted, to send his choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'd like to begin today's Friday reminder by reminding myself and then all of you all in regards to the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be conscious of our Maker. Let us be conscious of Him during every single second of our lives. If we wish to attain success and victory in this world as well as the hereafter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of taqwa. May He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. As He says in the Noble Quran, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ mafaza. Indeed, for the people of taqwa is mafaza, victory and success. We pray for this victory and success. So today's reminder is going to revolve around two tips to help us navigate through these new terrains that we are upon. Subhanallah. I think now we are all in this rush to get back to normal. But the question is, are we really getting back to normal, or is it abnormal out there? Things are no longer the same. The landscape has changed drastically. The terrain is now different. So we seek the help of Allah. And alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us human beings in such a way that we have this ability to evolve and adapt by the will of Allah, by the help of Allah. So we seek His help, we ask for His help, and we ask Him to open doors of goodness and prosperity for all of us, and that He protects us from evil and harm. Ameen. So two tips. Tip number one, without any further ado, is in regards to our emotions, in regards to our feelings. Because when you look around, there's a lot of uncertainty lingering in the air. We're living in chaotic times, strange times. You see these masks that we are supposed to wear. Not only do they socially distance us, but we are in a way becoming emotionally disconnected as well. There's no smiling, there's no expression of emotions anymore, subhanallah. So new terrains, may Allah help us to navigate through these terrains. So it's important that we have an understanding in regards to our emotions, especially through the teachings of the deen. Does Islam expect or teach us to dismiss our emotions, dismiss our feelings. Does Islam ask us to chuck them out? Are we supposed to be stone cold? Or on the other end of the spectrum, do we become slaves to our emotions? Are we supposed to be shackled by our emotions? So it's important to understand that we need to strike a balance. And that's what Islam teaches us. Islam teaches us that we're not supposed to dismiss our emotions and feelings, as I will prove in a bit through the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nor are we supposed to become slaves to our emotions, where we're shackled by our emotions, we're chained, we are weighed down by our emotions, where we find it difficult to function. No. The balance in between, and generally speaking, when talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother, my father, and myself be ransomed and sacrificed for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an individual who strove. He was an individual who taught us to always take the middle path, to be balanced in every aspect. May Allah help us to emulate him in the best of ways. Ameen. So, in terms of our emotions, there's fear, there's anxiety, there's stress. You see a lot of these emotions around. It's important that we acknowledge them. It's important that we address them. It's important that we label them and regulate them. Now that's a key word. Regulating our emotions. Not to become slaves unto our emotions. Rather, acknowledging them and regulating them. Now I'd like to share a hadith, an incident that took place during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a sad one, but it highlights this aspect. And this hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qal, دخلنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على أبي سيف. So Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he states, we entered the house of Abu Sayf along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now who was Abu Sayf? Abu Sayf was the husband of Ibrahim's wet nurse. Who was Ibrahim now? He was the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam enters upon his son. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes hold of his son Ibrahim. He kisses him and he smells him. Allahu Akbar. Look at this display of love, this gesture of affection from the Prophet, from a father to a son. And then he goes on to say, then we entered after that as his son was breathing his last breaths. He was breathing his last breaths. Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now this scene made the eyes of the Prophet shed tears. The Prophet was weeping. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu an, at that juncture, he looks at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, even you, ya Rasulullah, even you, O Messenger of Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Abdurrahman ibn Auf and he says, Ya ibn Auf, O the son of Auf, this is mercy. This is mercy. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept some more. And then he goes on to say, Inna al-ayna tadma' wal-qalba yahzan wa la naqulu illa ma yarda Rabbuna. He goes on to say, verily, the eyes shed tears and the heart is heavy. The heart is grieving. The eyes shed tears. The heart is grieving. But we will not say anything except what is pleasing unto our Lord. And we are saddened by your departure, O Ibrahim. Wa inna bifiraqika ya Ibrahimu lamahzunun. Indeed, we are saddened by your departure, O Ibrahim. Now look at this powerful statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at what he's doing in this hadith. He is acknowledging the emotions, that emotional turmoil in the heart of a father. He didn't dismiss it. He didn't maintain this stone cold demeanor. oh, I'm the Prophet of Allah, and you know, I should not shed a tear. No, subhanAllah. He wept, and he went on to describe, he went on to label the emotion. Now that's the point here. Did you see? He wasn't confused about the emotion, about the feeling. He tells Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Ya ibn Auf, this is mercy. This is mercy. And then he goes on to expound on it further. The heart, in other words, the eyes are shedding tears. The heart is grieving. And then now comes the key lesson. We will not say anything that is displeasing unto Allah. Because now what is happening has been decreed by Allah. Death, the loss of a loved one, has been decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the pandemic, what we are going through, this economic crunch that we are in, the difficulty that we are in, this new terrain that we are upon, everything that we are now adhering to, okay, that we're supposed to be in terms of like socially distancing, in terms of whatever is happening right now, was all decreed by our Maker, subhanAllah. So look at what the Prophet is teaching us. We will not say, لا نقول إلا ما يرضى ربنا. We will not say anything except that which pleases Allah. We will not say anything that will displease our Maker, subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, a lot of us, we hear people saying, you know, we're angry at God. Allahu Akbar. How can we be angry? Are we not His servants? And don't you think it's during these times that our faith needs to be strengthened and we need to become stronger in terms of our faith, in terms of our iman, in terms of our hope and in terms of our trust in God, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is of utmost importance that we sit down and regulate these emotions of ours before they consume us. When our emotions consume us, then we become slaves unto them. We fall into this dark and almost never-ending abyss. May Allah protect us all. Ameen. So that's number one. And now before I move on to the next step, we also see, because and why I'm citing these evidences from the prophets of Allah, because they are the best of the creation and we are supposed to emulate and follow them. And whilst they themselves have clearly outlined these aspects, in terms of regulating your emotions, the ayat that I read at the beginning, if you're wondering why I read from Surah Taha and spoke about the story, in other words, why I read from Surah Taha, ayat that are depicting the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, because if you go back to those ayat now, the ones that I read at the inception, where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He commands Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَى. Go to Fir'aun. Because why? إِنَّهُ تَغَى. He has transgressed. And what was the response at that juncture by the two of them? Two prophets of Allah. And who was Moses? Who was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Are we talking about any ordinary prophet here? No. He's from the five Ulul Azm, by the way. Ulul Azm, the five prophets with Azm, subhanAllah. And what is he saying? And we all know this prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his stories fill the Quran. A prophet who was brave, strong, subhanAllah. And look at what he is saying. قَالَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ. Oh our Lord, we are afraid. Fear. They didn't dismiss it. They didn't feel ashamed to admit this unto Allah. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if there's fear in your heart, if there's anxiety in your heart, it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's completely normal. It's completely normal. And you must, in a way, acknowledge it and label it, but regulate it so that it doesn't hinder you. Regulate it. Don't let it consume you. Don't let the fear consume you. But if you're having fear, it's normal. The prophets of Allah had it as well. Look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was the response by Allah? قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ لا تخافا إنني معكما. Do not fear. Indeed, I am with you all, with the two of you. I am with the two of you. In regards to the story of Ibrahim, in regards to the story of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you know, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Do not grieve. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So as you can see, there are many incidents to cite and highlight in regards to validating, in regards to labeling our emotions and regulating them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do so, because by doing so it makes it easier to navigate through these new terrains. Now moving on to guideline number two. I was reading about this the other day, and interestingly, this was a tip or a guideline put forth by a life coach. And I was thinking to myself, subhanallah, we as believers should be the first ones to adopt this. And what is this guideline? Embrace the infinity, or rather, embrace the infinite mindset. Embrace the infinite mindset. Now, to explain this tip, think about it this way. We are in the midst of a pandemic, yes. But now, if you were to look at for example, if you were to look at a community that is affected by some natural disaster all the time, just to understand this, this is a hypothetical. If you were to think of a community that is generally affected by a natural disaster all the time, let's say if they were living in a place where they were prone to hurricanes all the time, or in a place where they're prone to flooding all the time. Now, we know of certain communities in our own country where they live by the edge of certain rivers. And whenever it rains heavily, and when the dams are opened out, water comes gushing through these villages. And therefore, in a move to adapt, because in the first place they don't have the resources to move out of those places, they were born and bred there. So now what they've done is they've gone on to build their houses in such a way where they have a loft, or they have a story on top, and they've kept all their valuables and good furniture upstairs. They would keep some normal furniture down, and whenever they get the indication that, you know, the dams are being opened up, or if it's raining heavily and they see the water level rising, they quickly move everything up. And they've adapted, because flood after flood, water comes in, it comes in with all of the mud, and subhanAllah, through our charity projects, we have gone on to help these people in these villages with the help of Allah, and we have seen it firsthand. You know, when we go to their houses, they would show us, they would tell us, you know what, the water came to this level, and they would show the water mark on the walls, covering almost, you know, 6 feet, 10 feet, subhanAllah, and at times even 12, 15 feet of water from massive rivers running through our country. And when you talk to them and you ask, you might be thinking that, you know, they're going to be depressed and down in an abyss. Subhanallah, sometimes their spirits are a lot stronger and on higher levels than even us, because we're not used to seeing such things, and we are overwhelmed. But due to the fact that they have been exposed to it multiple times, they have adapted and become stronger and stronger, so much to the extent that it is normal now. They know, okay, the water levels are rising, we need to prepare, and we need to, you know, do this, do that. Subhanallah, they've gotten used to it. So likewise, people who are living in areas where they're prone to hurricanes, they get used to it. They know that, yes, when a hurricane comes about, a flood comes about, there's going to be damage, there's going to be loss, but we will surface. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We will come out of it. Likewise, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, a pandemic is not something that happens, you know, every year. Subhanallah. But think about it. We live, as per the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Amar ummati bayna 60 wa 70." We live what, 60 to 70 years. What if we were to live for 1,000 years? Then imagine how many pandemics we would experience. And if we were to live for 1,000 years, pandemics would become a normal thing. Be like, yeah, it's a pandemic. We experienced it some time back. Yes, there's going to be loss. There's going to be difficulty. But we will evolve. We will adapt, and we will surface. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. So this mindset, my dear brothers and sisters, again, with 1,000 years, it's limited. But you and I as believers, what do we believe in? Is this the only life for us? No. The Quran teaches us otherwise. The teachings of the Prophet ﷺ teaches us otherwise. It teaches us that we are crossing on to the life of the hereafter, which is infinite. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if people of other faiths are able to embrace an infinite mindset, you and I as believers, we need to be the first, right there at the forefront, embracing this mindset, because this is what the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet have been teaching us all the while. وَبْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek for the home of the hereafter. خالدين فيها, خالدين فيها. Have you not come across this wording, خالدين فيها, in the Quran? خالدين, they're going to live, they're going to abide therein forever and ever. Forever and ever. Infinite mindset. So we need to embrace this mindset. And when we do that, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, not that I'm trivializing the chaos or the difficulty that we're going through, but we will be able to strengthen ourselves to be able to brave through it and surface through it, inshallah, with the help of Allah. We're going to know that yes, there's bound to be loss, there's bound to be difficulty. We will have to adapt in a big way, but we will surface, inshallah. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, embrace this mindset, the infinite mindset. Focus on the fact that yes, this is a life that Allah has given us, and likewise we have the life of the hereafter as well, which is a permanent life. So let's work hard, let's strive hard to ensure that we have a good life in the hereafter by doing as much good as possible in this world, because this is not the end of it, subhanallah. No, we have so much more ahead of us. So let us perk up, let us become optimistic, let us look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Despite the tunnel being long, there is a light, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, with the help of Allah. And let's earnestly pray unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking for His help, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about ease. With that, I conclude today's reminder, the Friday reminder. I look forward to talking to you all soon in another stream or video, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khaira. Share the stream so that others can benefit. Perhaps they're not able to tune in right now. Maybe they'll be able to tune in later on. Maybe people from other parts of the world as well. Because we are able to perk them up as well. We are able to educate them as well, inshallah. Spread the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, and share in on the rewards. Once again, jazakumullahu khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.